escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, big happenings around here today. It is the Eagles Radiothon, one of the 2 days, today and tomorrow. It's also a reaction, of course, to cutdown day yesterday for the Birds as they get down to the roster of 53. It doesn't mean it's the same group that'll take the field in, now, John, 8 days when the Eagles play the Cowboys, because the Eagles could still make some moves, and Howie alluded to that yesterday. So a ton on the Eagles today, including guests, which will include Devontae Smith, Lane Johnson, and Brandon Graham, all on the same show. We'll obviously unpack the Phillies, not just last night, but the last two, and a horrible series so far in New York, and a even worse job by the Hammer!
Uh-oh.
That was from the jump. Look, we'll get to
it. It was clear immediately.
It was clear immediately. So we'll get to the race from yesterday and all of it with you on the phone lines. It's going to be a fun, busy show. By the way, you can make bids for the Eagles Radiothon. You can make direct donations. We'll tell you how as we move through the show. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
It's a well-known rule of thumb that an elephant's height at the shoulder is equal to approximately twice the circumference of his foot.
Okay.
You look at twice the circumference of the foot, like the footprint, basically, of the elephant.
Yep.
You see that thing, you measure the circumference, multiply it by two, and that's the height of the elephant.
I actually thought your fact today was going to be that I got my ass kicked yesterday in running, which would have been
a fact,
underlined, bold-faced, italicized fact. All right, whale away. I'll take it because I deserve to take it.
And all right, you got your ass kicked.
I did. And congratulations to Jack Fritz. And if you saw it on YouTube, we appreciate you saying it. And look, you can react to it. 215-592-9494. It was not, John, you were there. It was not a pretty...
What do you got to say for yourself, little chump?
John, what do you have to
say?
Well,
you did it. Why did you do that?
What did I do? What?
Why did you do that?
Why did you run so slowly?
Well,
because he's a slow runner. I told you.
There's an excuse. A reason.
I knew it.
Maybe there's a reason.
So, look, I mean, could I have shaved it off? Like, Jack could have shaved it off, you know, 7 to 10 seconds. I could have shaved it off certainly a few seconds if I had pushed it late. There was no reason.
There was no reason.
He was so far in front of me, and it was immediate. So let me address the beginning of the race, John, because that's where it started. He was obviously, as you saw, up very, you know, a pretty good amount very quickly. So my hope, you know, in the 5 to 7 seconds to 10 seconds to 20 seconds after that is hopefully he hits a wall. Like, I couldn't sprint the whole thing. I knew that. I mean, no one, by the way, can sprint the whole thing is what I've heard is like a fact of human beings. Can't sprint the
whole
thing.
I think there's a lot of people who can probably sprint.
No, I have heard it is impossible. It's impossible.
Impossible.
Impossible to sprint a 400.
Like, well, I think full on 100% sprint, yes.
I mean, I think Olympians sprint.
That's what we train to be able to do.
No, but not 100%, Devin. It is a scientific.
It's a different sprint than a
100. No, but the all-out sprint. Impossible.
All out is what he's
doing. It's an impossibility.
It's a semantics argument you guys are doing.
It's a human impossibility.
You're correct.
Yeah,
he's talking about a sprint, not an all-out sprint.
Correct. So, John, my hope was that, you know, he would hit some kind of wall. It became very obvious, you know, two-thirds away around the first lap of the track. He wasn't going to hit a wall. He was so far in front of me. Look, it was pathetic.
don't know what to tell you. It was horrendous. I mean, I did not think I would win that race. I was very candid about that going in. I guaranteed I'd win tennis. I told you from the beginning I thought I'd win this thing in five.
I think I could walk that distance at a, maybe probably the same time.
I'm not fast.
It could probably be done maybe with the speed walk. Like, with a brisk speed
nothing
walk.
That happened yesterday surprised me. I think you're going to win basketball. I've said this from the jump. Like, I knew you would lose yesterday. You guys kept doing the, oh, maybe Jack will quit and stuff. I'm like, no, he won't. Like, he's a better runner than you. Yeah, you shouldn't be surprised by anything that happened yesterday.
He is a better runner.
I timed it. You know, like, he was a 117 with the stop and turnaround, and you did the whole stop and shoot the basket thing, like, no big deal. Basketball's where I win it anyway. Well, you know, 134 was what I got for me.
Yeah, and I could have been in the high 120s. He could have been under 110 easy.
I think so.
He might have been as low as 105 if he had to really push it. I mean, at no time did he really have to push it.
No.
Well, congratulations, Tom. He did a great job. It's 2-2 on the basketball.
Which is amazing, which is what you said from the jump. You said it's going to be 2-2. Yeah, you did.
I said, I'm going to win in the end of basketball. And
do you say that? Like, hold on. The way that it looked at the start, when he jumped out to that lead that you're saying just basically made you quit.
Well, I didn't quit. I just didn't go all out. I mean, there was no purpose. What's the point of going all out if
hurt yourself?
I have no chance to win. I didn't rest the starters. Look, he was better than I thought. I thought he was going to win, but I will say he was better. I knew that for me, I would have to get near 120 by pushing it to my max and hope that he would drift instead of a 110 to like 120. I have to meet him there. It was like in golf. Remember in golf, I shoot about 100. He shoots about an 80. And I said, it's like, I've got to shoot like my 90 and he's got to have his 80 become a 90 and try to get him there. It worked in golf. In racing, it didn't because he didn't drift back to me. He did his job. Congratulations. Look, I stunk.
What makes you think that in a basketball situation?
Skill. Remember Tim Hardaway?
You were surprised by the way that he was able to just run away from you.
It's a concern for basketball.
He is much taller than you are.
I get it.
And probably, you know, a little heavier and you know, younger. And he just ran really well.
That all should be concerning. Look, it is, and I'll say this. You can weigh in on it. We'll have some fun with it today. We'll pivot to basketball at a certain point. But listen, this is the day for you guys to whack away. Go for it on the running thing because I deserve the humiliation, and you can be part of that by bringing it to the table at 215-592-9494. All right, Eagles Radiothon. So let me give you the website. I mean, it is what it is.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I cannot believe that event.
It is ridiculous. All right, those that
I
wanted...
can. It was exactly what I expected. Literally, exactly as it played out as I expected.
I thought you would just run faster.
I got you. All right,
I don't know.
Eagles Radiothon. Let me give you the website to start here, and it's eaglesradiothon.com. EaglesRadiothon.com, which we here at WIP will be doing today and tomorrow, obviously all in conjunction with the Philadelphia Eagles, whose season starts in 8 days. It's a multi-day auction. You guys, you know, I'm sure know this from past years. Presented by First Trust Bank and the Green Family Foundation. And it offers the opportunity to bid on exclusive Eagles and WIP experiences. They include game day packages, autographed items, all pros. And by the way, we're going to tell you about specific items like how you can go to the Super Bowl, how you can play golf with both Jason Kelce and Charles Barkley together.
No.
Together.
Stop.
All right? I'm going to guess that's it. Gets more bucks than like hang with us in our show. There is an item, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
To play golf with Jason Kelce and Charles Barkley together.
I like it. That's insane.
I might rather have that than the Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding. This might be the first year Super Bowl tickets isn't the highest bid. All right? So these are incredible items. It all supports a very important cause, the Eagles Autism Foundation, which, you know, their mission, of course, is to raise funds for innovation of autism research and care programs. Bids can now be placed online and can be placed through a portion of tomorrow. I'll have to find out exact time tomorrow that it ends. EaglesRadiothon.com. EaglesRadiothon.com. Get yourself to that website. Check out all the unbelievable offerings. And obviously, please consider bidding. If you can, you know, bid for an item, great. If you want to make a direct donation unrelated to a bid for an item, great. There are t-shirts that you can get with just a small donation. So there's a lot of opportunity there. EaglesRadiothon.com. Please check it out and bid a custom to how you're able from a financial standpoint. All right, 215-592-9494. The Phils had another lame-o last night. Now, they did battle back. Bader had a big homer. But they did not play, you know, a particularly good baseball game. And it seems to happen up there in Citi Field all the time. Coming up next, we're going to get into the Phillies. The disaster of this series so far. What it represents in the grand scheme of the Phillies season. I know there's a lot of people very frustrated. And rightfully so, because they've been playing bad baseball up there for a while. 215-592-9494. The Phils, the Eagles season approaching, the Radiothon, and the race. All together on the same day. A day that'll involve Lane Johnson, Devontae Smith, and also Brandon Graham. He will be in studio with us in the 9 o'clock hour. Busy day. Look, if you want to get in on the phone lines, get in now, because your best shot is before some of those interviews crank up. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a reason to lock into the college football season early. Right now, new customers can bet just $5.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Bucks and get 300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. Just head to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and sign up to get started. That's right. Bet $500 on any bet, and if you win, you'll walk away with 300 in bonus bets to use all over the app. You can use those bonus bets on week one lines, Heisman futures, over-unders, player props, whatever you've got circled on the college football calendar. FanDuel's easy to use, safe, and when you win, you get paid instantly. No waiting around, no hassle, just straight to your account. So if you've got a team, a take, or a gut feeling before kickoff, now's the time to back it. Just head to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R. Sign up to get started. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
All right, so bad day yesterday. I lost. Phillies lost. But we did get one day closer to the start of the Eagles season. So let's address the Phillies game from last night on an Eagles Radiothon day. And then we'll get right to the calls.
Who blew it more yesterday, the Phillies or Joe DiCamera? The Phillies. You never had a chance.
Gotta be the Phillies.
You never had a chance.
It's debatable. I never had a chance.
You didn't. I told you. You never had a chance.
I didn't have a chance. So the Phillies. So I'm going to give you a micro. I'm going to give you a macro from last night. The micro is that the Mets starting pitcher pitched better than the Phillies starting pitcher. That the Mets closer pitched better than the Phillies closer. Not that it was a close situation for Duran, but it was, you know, the Phillies closer and the Mets closer were both in big spots last night, and one clearly pitched better than the other. And the Mets hitters hit better than the Phillies hitters. Now, it's not to say some Phillies hitters didn't have good games. So some did. But, man, there are still some guys. There's just such inconsistency. And so the Mets whooped up on the Phillies again. I mean, I shouldn't say whooped up, but beat the Phillies again. That's 9 in a row the Phillies have lost at Citi Field in 22 of 28. That, to me, is the micro of last night. Let me give you the macro. And I'm going to tie it into the Eagles. So it hurts to lose Wheeler a lot. I mean, it's a massive injury. And I would make the case he's the best player on the Phillies. He and Bryce certainly have been for the last half decade, and I think it's fair to say that Wheeler has sustained excellence at a higher level than Bryce. Not that Bryce can't get back there, but Wheeler remained Cy Young-ish while Bryce wasn't remaining MVP-ish. All right, what's my point? My point is, while it's a setback, I don't want the Phillies to squander this opportunity that is still in front of them, which, ladies and gentlemen, is still to win the World Series. And the Eagles in 2017 lost Carson Wentz. They had a great team around Carson. They had a great team around him. But they lost the player that was on track for MVP. Nick Foles stepped in, played more than well enough. The rest of the team played more than well enough. And they won the championship. They won the Super Bowl. Now, the good news as it relates to last night with the Phillies without Wheeler, as it relates to the Eagles without Carson back then, the Eagles did struggle. The Eagles absolutely struggled in the early, you know, phase of Foles when he stepped in there. Not the Rams game, but you remember that ridiculous Raiders game and that Cowboys game. And it was really scary going in the playoffs because Foles had not played well for a couple weeks in a row. They got it together. My point is this. Last night doesn't define that the Phillies won't win, but it is a sign that they're going to have to play crisp baseball to be better. Players are going to have to hit better. The closer's going to have to pitch better. And Lizardo, who was like, maybe he'll be in the bullpen, maybe he'll start. He's definitely going to start. All right, he is definitely going to start in October. He has to. It's a numbers game. So he's got to be a lot closer to how he was in the early part of the year for this, because this is a circle the wagons and everyone's got to raise their game for this team to win in October. It's what the Eagles did in 2017. This team still has a shot, but they got to get their head out of their ass, which is what it's looked like where it's been the last 2 days. John, that's my assessment, your thoughts on last night, this series, and what it's been.
This series is concerning in that we continue a trend, the trend that we can't seem to play the way I'd love to see us play up there. This is flummoxing. This is befuddling. I hate the way it makes me feel inside because it does feel like the Mets are playing more motivated baseball right now for whatever reason. I guess, hey, their goal's right in front of them. It's us. Look, they get to just chomp their way right, you know, at our heels.
Games
right in front of us.
Have been more important for the Mets. Like, the Mets are fighting to make the playoffs. The
and
Phillies
you can
are trying to be a two seed.
The difference in the way it's unfolding, and sadly, and it's
but it's just when they play us, they've been horrible against everyone but us. I mean, they've had a disastrous August, and then they play us, and all of a sudden they get up, they get fired up, they're like a different team.
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching with a buddy last night. My buddy, a Mets fan, we hadn't seen him, came over for the game. And he's sitting there when Helsley's in. He's like, oh, he's definitely giving it up. He's like, this guy stinks. And I'm like, he's been great for St. Louis. Like, they expect to lose games late, Mets fans.
Well, they've been so bad for the last...
That's my point.
What is it,
that's
month?
My point. Yes. They lost, until like this series, they had lost six games in August in the standings.
Yeah. Look, the Phillies...
So,
yeah, go ahead.
I have a few worries. Just... I don't know, worries that seem like they're stacking up. And okay. And I just, you know, just like simple things that I wonder if we'll see a difference when it really matters. You know, the Kirkering thing, man, it just feels like he gets hit up an awful lot, you know, like.
Yeah, he does.
Jeez, I know he's got, from the get-go. We've been told that he's got this crazy sweeper, and you know, it does look pretty crazy to me, but it seems like people have a lot more success hitting him than I would like. That bothers me a lot.
Well, how many inherited runners he gives up is brutal. And I've been trying to make this point this year.
He's like, in an awful tough spot last night.
No, come on, man. He is.
Again. Yeah. Now, I am worried also that our guy, the Durantula, is it predictable or something? Is it bad luck that these teams seem to know, okay, hey, I'm just going to swing, and I know he's going to be throwing a strike, and I know it's probably going to be, you know, somewhere hittable, and it really is kind of like blind luck, but I'm going to put my bat out there because I know he's throwing strikes. Is that what's happening?
Well, I thought that was the third hit, if I remember, that went to left field, but I thought the first two, they got him pretty good.
But it's not just now. It's not just in the recent problem. It's like... Now, the last few times
It's two times. Okay.
The last two times I've seen him.
No, it's two out of the last three, I believe.
Two out of the last three. He had one bad one, then he was good, then bad again. So two of the last three have been bad.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And it's the only two.
And when I say bad, it's like, it seems like hit after hit after
last night was four hits and four at bats. All right, let's go to the phone. So your thoughts on, I mean, I just don't want the Phillies to squander the opportunity. It's harder without Wheeler. It's harder. But they can do this. But guys got to raise their game.
That includes
Lizardo. Ranger has the last couple starts, so credit to him. But he's got to be sharp. Lizardo's got to be sharp. Nola's got to find a way. Obviously, Durant cannot have too many times where he goes out there and does that. And hitters got to hit better. They got to hit better. Let's go to Jeff in Phoenixville. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How's things going?
Fantastic.
Very good.
Hey, Joe, you know, shake it off, buddy. It is what it is. And you didn't get, the biggest thing is you didn't get hurt. That's the biggest thing. So just move on to the next one. And I think basketball is going to be fine. I really do.
I appreciate that. Listen, it's reminding me a lot of, if you remember the 93 Phillies Braves series, where when the Braves would win, they would clobber the Phillies.
And the Phillies would ruin Kim Batiste walking it off. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, all I got to do, and I said this from the jump, Jeff, is just win 3 out of 5.
Right.
And I still think I will. Now, no guarantees. I truly, candidly believe that basketball could go either way. My expectation, and I have no idea how good Jack is, but my general sense is that it'll probably be a pretty close game down to the wire. That's my guess. I feel like I'll pull it out. I told you I'd win one of the first two. I told you I'd win tennis, and I told you I'd win basketball, and we are right on track for that.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm sure you didn't listen to them yesterday. They are adamantly against you having foul shots after 6 fouls. That's number one.
Well, we're going to have some kind of rules and structure because you can't Well, here's the thing. I get why they're saying that because I'm a good free throw shooter. And I'm not advocating for free throws because I'm a good free throw shooter. I'm saying this. There has to be structure. You can't just foul the guy with no penalty. At some point, there's got to be a penalty. I mean, if Jack blows by me, but I can still get to him enough to stop him from shooting the shot by just raking down on his arms. That's not fair. Like, at some point, either side who fouls the other one, particularly if it's obvious that it's intentional, there's got to be some kind of repercussion.
Yeah, you can't just hack a ball. Like, that's not fun. Also, exactly, it's not fun to watch. And there's a million reasons.
And Jeff, I'm not saying free throws after like the first or second foul, but at a certain point, like foul four or five.
Seven,
listen, it's only a game to 11. All right, so we don't need 37 fouls to get the free throws.
There's a reason they have people foul out in basketball, right? Like, there has to be a rule at a certain point.
Yeah, and if anything, the tennis proved, because of the ridiculousness with the line judges and people calling from outside the court, like, without structure, there's anarchy. We have to establish structure for this basketball game. That's all I'm saying on that front.
Well, here's the last structure. Do not agree to winner's outs, because that game can end in, like, 3 minutes. You got to do losers outs. You have to. Forget make it, take it. That's just the game's too quickly sometimes. And again, if you're going to do ones and twos, if you're going to have the 3-point line, the ball and the human body has to go behind the three-point line to take it back. No taking it back to the foul line. Yeah. No just putting the ball over the line. You got to take your entire body behind the three-point line.
I'll tell you why I think, Jeff, I'll tell you why I think, and good call, man. I'll tell you why I think the three-point line is the way we should go. And I'm open-minded on all these things.
I've always thought three-point line.
But here's why three. In one-on-one, you get a lot of misses that go to the side. You get long rebounds. And a lot of times they go to the side where the three-point line is. You should be able to get it on the side, go to the three-point line on the side, you're back, and now you get to attack the rim. Like, so I would advocate three-point line, but I'm open-minded.
Also, there are rebounds that go to the free throw line. Like, you just catch it and shoot it if it's just, like, I really.
Sometimes.
It's rare, but, like, yeah. I think three-point line, like, I feel strongly about that, personally.
Yeah, I don't care that much on that one. We do it to figure that out, make it, take it. There's a lot of, I got a list of about 10 things we got to figure out. So anyway, we'll
Should
get
be
to
a
it
fun all. Call with the afternoon show going through those.
Might
huh?
be tomorrow. might be tomorrow. 215-592-9494. All right, what Rob Thompson said about the Citi Field thing. Howie Roseman weighing in on the cornerback position. Your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets and some of the junk that Spike said about me after the race yesterday. Oh. You'll hear all of that and more just next segment alone.
I can't.
Plus Eagles Radiothon. Eagles Radio.
Why would he talk trash?
It's what
you
he
went
does.
Out and you put a
it's what he does,
college
man.
Try together.
It's what he does. EaglesRadiothon.com, the website you can bid. We'll tell you about specific items next as well. Phone calls on all this.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, good morning to you. Or run faster. Well, I don't think I could run. I mean, I could run a little faster, but not fast enough to win. Could have done that race 100 times. Would have never won. All right, it's Eagles Radiothon days today and tomorrow. You can bid on all the items at EaglesRadiothon.com. One correction I got to give you. I told you earlier, golf with Jason Kelce and Charles Barkley. Au contraire. Ready for this one, John? Goff with Jason Kelce and Saquon Barkley. Not Charles Barkley. So
still is cool.
It's very
Nothing
cool.
Nothing changes.
Yeah. Twitter poll question. Which Barkley would you rather golf with? That's a debatable one, too.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But let me give you actually two Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question. Were you surprised by how easily Jack demolished me yesterday? I thought he'd win. I didn't think he would win that convincingly. He certainly did. It surprised me a little bit. Did it surprise you how thoroughly he crushed me? Yes or no? Second poll question. Which Radiothon item would you rather be the winning bid on? Is it A, the Super Bowl tickets, or B, golf with Jason Kelce and Charles Barkley? The golf with
Saquon.
Saquon Barkley, yeah. The golf with Saquon.
Pull together
and,
the camera.
Yeah. Golf with Saquon and Jason Kelce is $18,000 right now. That is the bid on that one. The Super Bowl experience is $25,000. So I'm sure they'll be the two highest valued things. And we encourage you to get bidding at EaglesRadiothon.com. Also want to remind you, as we've had in past years, if you want to get involved with the Radiothon, but not at the highest levels of money, you can support the Eagles Autism Foundation by purchasing, not bidding for, but purchasing the official 2025 Eagles Radiothon t-shirt. It was designed by Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship. They designed it together. It's a $30 donation to get the t-shirt, again, at EaglesRadiothon.com. Good morning to you. 215-592-9494. Let's listen to the race yesterday. We broke it down into two portions. How it started as Giglio was announcing it. How it ended as Giglio was announcing it here on WIP. So Joe Giglio, along with Hugh, were looking at the video and announcing it to the radio audience, the app audience. You'll hear with the beginning portion how quickly it was obvious that it was a mismatch. Listen to how quickly Giglio identifies that it's not even close.
They are ready to roll. So it looks like they are shaking hands. I see it.
Somebody pulled a handy.
They're shaking hands. They are on the starting line right now. And they are off. Guys, look like I saw a little false start there. But they are off and Jack is dusting Joe right now as they go around the first turn. Guys, I can't even see Jack in the same screen. They can't
Jack
keep these two on the same screen.
Camera work is a little pathetic.
Not great, I have to admit. Unless Jack falls over here, this is going to be a rout.
I thought it was edited audio. I was like, there's no way. Was that edited?
I don't know. I turned right away to whoever was next to me. I was like, Jack's winning.
Yeah.
Like, and I thought it going in, but like it was clear really fast.
Really fast.
Yeah. No, no pun intended there.
Really,
just
really
never
fast.
Never stopped pulling away.
He just separated and kept.
Normally.
It was secretary. It was secretary.
And then there's a cushion. There was no cessation of separation. It kept separating.
Is the full race on WIP's YouTube page?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Yeah. All the clips and videos I saw, because I wasn't there in person, he was so far ahead. It was just Jack.
Correct.
I didn't even see you.
Now, I will say, camera person, whoever that was, probably
bad camera work.
Probably could have done a better job. All right?
But it was miserable.
But it is a tough spot when you're that far. I mean, the camera person.
Move around.
They didn't set it up to have a camera guy flying around.
Also didn't set it up for me to be 37 freaking seconds behind Fritz.
Yeah, we're displacing.
I think that's the issue. He'd have to find an angle where you're actually in the frame. That's the point.
Job of
yeah.
being competitive. Yeah. That's the thing that I don't understand is you're saying what you take from this is, oh, I'm winning.
I didn't say that.
This guy that you're going to defeat in basketball is in pretty good shape. You know,
I agree
you just
that.
Took that. I looked at his face as he's running.
Would you notice? Because I couldn't see it.
Steely eyes. He is set on winning, not just this race, but this whole thing. Okay. Like, I expected to see more, I don't know, indecision and, I don't know.
I did too.
Fear almost.
And strain.
Nature.
I told you guys that wasn't going to happen, though. Like,
yeah, you did.
I did. I wasn't expecting any of that. Like, I thought Jack would win this pretty handily. Like, nothing that happened yesterday surprised me.
Okay.
I don't think it impacts basketball in a massive way.
I didn't expect him to take it out and to finish as strong and to just be as in control of the whole thing he was.
No, he
was a good competitor.
He did a really nice job.
He competed.
Yeah, he
and
did.
You. I don't know what that was. I don't even know if you can call that competing. That was like just barely enough. Like well, you did enough to be like, well.
I mean, I'm proud of you for not pulling anything, for not you know rupturing anything.
Thank you.
You came out in one piece, and
that's
a win.
I appreciate
that. Was the only win he had a chance at yesterday.
Thank you.
That was the best win he could get.
I was genuinely worried. I'm like, Joe might seriously injure himself.
Oh, I thought that like that was the only chance.
Well,
like,
he
could have hurt himself.
I never had to go hard enough that it would have been a thing. Like if I had gone harder, maybe.
What makes you what do you extract from yesterday that makes you say, oh, basketball against this guy, I got this?
Well, I'm not saying I got it like it's a definitive. Let me be clear. I'm not, there's no guarantee here. I was impressed by him to say that he, in my opinion, poses a greater threat in basketball than I had previously perceived. I think he is both in shape and clearly just fundamentally faster than me. Two different issues. I think his endurance is good, and I think his quickness is clearly better than mine. And both of them come into play in basketball. So that is a concern. But, you know, I don't feel out of shape. I thought I was more slow yesterday than out of shape. Not quick, more than out of shape. That's the honest truth. And the other thing is, though, when it comes down to basketball, look, basketball is going to be a combination of endurance and skill. You know, I don't know which matters more. It's a game to 11. It's not a game to 100. So it's not like endurance. You got to play for 5 hours. It's a combination of endurance and skill. And it's my job to make sure in 2 weeks I'm ready to go. I mean, that's it. All right, let's get some calls in here. Reminder, AMA today at 7 o'clock. You ask, we answer. Questions on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Let's also quickly hear from Rob Thompson, because as Devin said in the update, it has been a house of horrors in Citi Field. And Topper talked about it after the game.
Do you feel at all like lately when you've come here that whatever can go wrong, you know, is going wrong?
I don't ever think that. I'm always looking from a positive aspect. I've been asked that numerous times since we've been here. It's not the building. They're playing good. And we played well today, too. We battled back. You know, they get the five spot in the fifth. And I was proud of our guys, the way they battled. So we come out here tomorrow and do it again.
Look, the battle back was good. Okay, I'll give you that. That's true. But a lot of other stuff wasn't. I mean, come on. Let's not oversell it. Let's get to Aaron right now. Aaron, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Hey, buddy.
Doing well, Aaron.
I just trying to grasp everything from last night because it seemed I thought Lizardo pitched pretty well. He got out of trouble in the first.
Yes, he did.
But seems like every single time we feel like we're pulling ahead in that game, just like the past two nights, they always just find a way to fall back in and make it a game again.
Frustrating. Lizardo melted down with the frustration.
Well, so double-edged sword, Aaron.
Initially that he actually got tossed.
Yeah, like, on one hand, he
got tossed on the way out.
Yeah, on the way out. On one hand, he held it together, meaning the Soto thing was the second at bat of the game. He didn't give up a run to the fourth inning, I think.
And I don't blame him for that. Like, that Soto, that was outrageous.
Well, it was pretty.
He was in his windup.
He was
That is the rule.
Yeah, like, very beginning part. I agree with you.
That was outrageous. And that ump, it's a rookie ump. Like, the whole thing, like, he was horrible. They lost. That ump was a freaking disaster last night. He was one of the worst we've seen all year, and we've seen some bad ones.
I saw one thing online that said there was 8 more calls against the Phillies and the Mets.
Dude, like, he was one of the worst we've seen all year, that guy. He was a disaster.
I knew it was lopsided. 8 more calls.
Look, it's one person's opinion. I can't prove it. Someone online I saw said that there was 8.
But it is these sites that track these things. That's the point. Like, they measure them. They look at the strike. It's like robot. It's like if they had the ABS system, what would they have called it, you know?
Look, Aaron, it was ugly. It was, you know, and look, Lizardo getting tossed on the way out doesn't matter. I mean, it's the way out. You know, he's not going to get suspended. It's not one of those things. So he was frustrated. And to James's point, I think he had reason to be frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, you could see he was calling a lot of stuff in the top of the zone, and then the bottom of the zone, it kind of was like a 50-50. You didn't know what he was going to call, but I thought Alvarado did pretty good. I think Duran's just been getting unlucky with that fadey at bat when he barely put any contact on that ball, and he just put it in a spot where Mark couldn't get it.
But, Aaron, we can't discount the fact of the 4 hits. I thought 3 were hit pretty hard. The first, second, and fourth were all – I mean, I'm not saying they were rockets, But, you know, it was a clean hit ball that made it to the outfield. I mean, you know, three of the four were hit hard. So, you know, you pitch against four guys and all four, you know, get singles. That's not, you know, it's not all fluky. All right, Aaron, yeah. I appreciate the call, my man. Let's give everyone a chance right now to win throughout the course of our show Adam Sandler tickets. So Sandler's going to be in the area at the Xfinity Mobile Arena coming up in a couple weeks, September 19th. Xfinity Mobile Arena, tickets on sale for this at Ticketmaster.com. You can also win them here today. We ask you, in honor or dishonor of me getting smoked yesterday, and it was so obvious so quickly within the race that it was over, and many people, like James, would say it was obvious even beforehand. I will say this. I thought I had a shot beforehand. I didn't think I had a good shot. I didn't think I had a good shot. I thought I had a shot. I look back.
And when did that dissipate?
10 seconds in.
10.
Yeah, maybe less. maybe less. It might be 5. I'm being honest. It was.
You could tell he meant business.
Yeah, he was good. I mean, and he had more foot speed than I expected, and that is a concern for basketball.
It should be.
It is.
He's much bigger.
Yeah.
And faster.
Yeah.
And in better shape. So if this thing goes a while.
All right. So in honor of Jack whooping up on me and obvious at various junctures to people, either before the race or in the first 5 seconds of the race that was happening, we ask you today at 215-592-9494, what was obvious? Like Fritz was going to beat me. What else was obvious, you know, quickly or otherwise? John, I think we're thinking fairly quickly, right? Because it means you see something and it's obvious.
Yeah,
well, right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
All
yeah.
right. Richie, what was yeah. obvious pretty quickly?
The best basketball team ever assembled, 1992. Barcelona.
Yeah.
The dream team.
Yeah.
That dream team. The entire roster from that team has been inducted in the Naismith Hall of Fame. The entire
including
roster.
Leighton?
It has to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, of course he is. He's one of the best college players
roster.
Of all time. It's pro and college.
Well, that's the thing where they combine.
Yeah, he's definitely
in.
I mean, he's one of the best college players of all
he
time.
He is, but
yeah.
they should have two different Hall of Fames.
It's so dumb.
It's so dumb. But anyway, whatever.
Think about
and they
who
do
we're
international, too.
About.
It's not just college.
The whole
it's in, they
stupid.
Include Olympic,
but,
all that
yeah,
stuff.
But, John, your point's well
they
taken.
They won every game by an average of 43 points.
Yeah.
En route to the gold medal in Barcelona. And it was, you know, the first time the professionals were permitted to play.
It was obvious when you
the
saw
US
the roster.
Put on a show.
You didn't even have to see the first game in the first minute. You saw the roster and it was obvious. Devin,
Michael
something...
Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Charles Barkley, Carl Malone, Scottie Pippen.
Oh, is that
Patrick
who was on the dream team?
Yes.
All right, Devin, something that was obvious quickly. What do you got?
I feel like I have to take this one off the board early. Super Bowl 59, pretty obvious. Pretty
good one.
Early
That's a good
on.
Answer.
That is a pretty good answer.
Smart to take
Chiefs.
It off the board. I
Thank
agree
you.
With that.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That is pretty good. James, what do you got for something? And again, everyone, 215-592-9494. Quickly obvious. Seltzer, what do you got?
I am sure that Devin is the only person in this room who will appreciate this. You will appreciate it as a reader. You know, sometimes books can take a little while to get into. You got to give them a chance, whatever. The first page of the book, Project Hail Mary, it
Ooh.
Was obvious that this book is just a flat-out banger, and now there's a movie with Ryan Gosling coming
wow.
out.
I
awesome.
Love that
right?
answer.
Immediately, you read the like first paragraph, and you're like, what
so
the hell
good.
Is happening right now? Awesome.
Wow.
That
okay.
book is incredible,
well, maybe,
by the way.
Maybe I'll check that out.
You should.
I'll give you an answer Eagles-related. Obvious. That Nick Sirianni was a different dude. First press conference.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he got criticized for it, whether he should or shouldn't have, and I thought he should have in certain ways, clearly. He wasn't prepared to answer the questions about Carson. That was bad. But independent of the good or the bad as perceived, and I thought he actually presented a lot of good in that press conference, and I said it in the moment, and people laughed at me because he was talking about those core values that I think he has carried out as a coach to create great culture. And if you go back and watch that press conference, he said that stuff right from the jump. But independent of the good or the bad from the press conference, the reality with the first press conference, his first presentation to the Philadelphia public was, this guy's different. He's just wired a little different than most coaches are. And that is certainly borne out over the, now, what's it been, John? 4 years, 21, 2, 3, 4. This will be year 5.
Yeah.
This will be year 5. Think about Ooh. This. He only has to go... if he gets to next year, it'll be, you know, so Vermeil, I think, had 7 or 8 years. Andy had, I think, 13 or 14. And then next will be Sirianni because he's going to pass by Ray Rhodes. He's going to pass by Kotite. Buddy had 5 years. Doug had 5 years. Chip had 3.
Wow.
So he's going to be the third longest tenured Eagles coach when he coaches week one of next season. So he's obviously on his way to that. 215-592-9494. All right, what was obvious quickly? Big answers abound. Let us know. Also, your chance to bid, Eagles Radiothon, eaglesradiothon.com. Please check out all the items. We'll tell you about items related to our show. Also, something Howie said about the cornerback situation. We'll get to that. Plus AMA and phone calls on all this on a busy day on 94 WIP.
Listen closely. I have more exciting news from the team who recently helped me with my engagement, Benari Jewelers. They're doing it again, and you're not going to want to miss this news. It's huge. For the first time through the month of September, you can make any purchase, pay nothing down, and get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. Yeah, you heard that right. Not one penny down, no interest for 5 years, only at Benari Jewelers. Think about this. Imagine a $10,000 designer ring for less than $170 a month. A $12,000 diamond tennis bracelet, the one she's always wanted, just $200 a month. Zero down, zero interest for 5 years. Don't miss this limited time offer. It starts next week, so begin thinking about that engagement, that anniversary, that push present, or any occasion you have coming up. You can finance the entire purchase price, including the tax. The special finance event starts next week and continues through September 30th, exclusively at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square on approved credit.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.